Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Seaboyne Police Department issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village during the overnight hours of Monday to Tuesday. The car, left unlocked with keys in the ignition, was parked in the victim's driveway and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing nearly $200, credit cards, and identification was taken during the same time frame. The stolen vehicle was apprehended around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday by Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger, hailing from the Detroit metro area, were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple warrants, and traffic violations. Chief Stephen Repke of the Seaboyne Police Department cautioned residents against leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. Despite Seaboyne's relatively low crime rate, residents are encouraged to remain vigilant and adhere to security measures like the 9 p.m. routine to prevent further incidents. A collision at the intersection of Nugent Road and Sand Beach Road on Tuesday evening resulted in injuries for three individuals, with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident occurred around 5:55 p.m. on April 30th when a 75-year-old man rear-ended a car that was stationary at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police, the Bad Axe Fire Department, and Central Huron Ambulance, swiftly responded to the scene. Investigating Officer Hessling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man, was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, driven by the 75-year-old from Bad Axe. The driver of the Ford Edge, aged 75, was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in one of the vehicles, before they were released. Alcohol is suspected to have played a role in the collision, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department. Stay tuned for updates as the investigation progresses. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Abortion is still consuming U.S. state legislators, courts, and political campaigns 2 years after the draft of a Supreme Court decision that would upend the status quo was leaked. On Wednesday, a new ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect in Florida. In Arizona, meanwhile, lawmakers voted to repeal a near-total abortion ban that's scheduled to take effect there. Those are just the latest developments in a landscape that's been shifting constantly since May 2nd of 2022, the day the country got word that the Supreme Court appeared likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. The court did indeed reverse Roe the following month. Researchers say an orangutan appeared to treat a wound with medicine from a tropical plant. It's the latest example of how some animals attempt to soothe their own ills with remedies found in the wild. In 2022, scientists in Indonesia observed an adult male orangutan pluck and chew up leaves of a medicinal plant used by people throughout Southeast Asia to treat pain and inflammation. He used his fingers to apply the plant juices to an injury on the right cheek and then pressed the chewed plant to cover the open wound like a makeshift bandage. Researchers reported the observations Thursday in the journal Scientific Reports. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature currently is 54 degrees, 52 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the east at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 65%.